Dot Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Political tensions are high in Kenya right now, and it's even disrupted ministries in the area. One organization had to change their plans, and they're asking for prayers for this nation. The news we bring is centered around the Great Commission. Today we'll take a step back and examine the topic a little more closely. Find your cause today on Mission Network News. Picture a pot of water on your stovetop, bubbles moving from the bottom to the top, faster and faster, but they aren't big enough to break the surface. The water isn't quite boiling yet. That's Kenya right now, following several changes related to the presidential elections. Rob Myers of Door International.
There's a push to revamp the system and make some substantial changes, and there's obviously a lot of tension related to that in the country, and that tension is palpable. People can feel it. They really desire to see this resolve well, but they're not sure what the future holds.
Officials made a number of high-level changes last week. You can find the full details at missionnews.org. For now, please pray for a lowering of the political heat in Kenya. Four deaf communities were supposed to get portioned to the Bible in sign language at a Door event this Saturday. Myers explains.
This was a really important celebration for us, but we felt like given the level of tension that was on the ground, it would be best to delay the celebration until some of those tensions were resolved.
And find more ways to pray at missionnews.org. While severe flooding has affected millions of lives in Southeast Asia over the past few months, Bangladesh has proven to be especially vulnerable. Over 140 people have been killed and thousands of homes destroyed. A third of the country remains submerged, wreaking havoc on its vital farming economy. Boni Baroy with Asian Access explains what's at stake.
The crops and vegetables and fish and all those things really, really is a big crisis. And mainly children are suffering a lot with the water diseases like diarrhea and other things.
Asian Access is working with local churches to provide physical aid to those affected, but Baroy says their impact extends much farther than temporary sustenance.
God opened this situation so we can go any villages, and when we can give some gift, they can ask us, who are we? So we can say, okay, we are the Christian church. And they're really happy, and they can remark, and they say, so Christian people is a loving people.
If you'd like to come alongside these vulnerable people in prayer, ask God to provide resources and unity among believers, and learn more at missionnews.org. Finally, let's switch gears for a minute. It's been more than 2,000 years since Jesus gave the Great Commission, yet an estimated 46 million people still have no access to the gospel.
We take very seriously the call of Jesus. His last words to us were to take the good news here, there, and everywhere. Jerusalem, Judea, the uttermost parts of the earth.
That's Reach Beyond's Wayne Peterson, representing the International Alliance for the Unreached.
The IDU, the International Day for the Unreached, is alerting the attention of the North American church to Jesus' call to make disciples of all people groups.
How are unreached people groups different from other groups?
The focus of the unreached people group is cultures, people groups, countries that are less than 2% evangelical, and where there are Christians, but they need outside help in order to evangelize their country.
Learn how you can help reach the unreached at missionnews.org.
70% of the expansion of the gospel worldwide has been in the last 100 years. So these are exciting days, and I don't know about you, but I want to be involved in this and see an answer to the prayer, Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
For details on these stories and more, please visit missionnews.org. This is Mission Network News, a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Ever wonder how radio impacts people around the world with the hope of Christ? This month, Transworld Radio is offering a free booklet called Stories of Hope. Lets you glimpse inside lives transformed by God's fingerprints. Get yours free when you click the banner at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Todd Morris.